Letha White opens with a wedding and a mystery. Robin Ellicott marries Matthew Cunliffe despite lingering doubts, especially after discovering he deleted messages from her boss, Private Detective Cormoran Strike. The tension between them escalates when Robin follows Strike outside for an emotional embrace before he leaves the reception. 1 year later, Strike's detective agency has flourished following his capture of the Shacklewell Ripper. His newfound fame complicates surveillance work, but allows him to expand operations with subcontractors. Meanwhile, his relationship with Robin has grown distant and formal since she chose to stay with Matthew. The routine is shattered when Billy Knight, a troubled young man, bursts into Strike's office, claiming he witnessed a child being strangled and buried up by the horse years ago. Before Strike can learn more, Billy flees in panic. Coincidentally, Strike receives a request to meet Jasper Chiswell, the Minister for Culture, who reveals he's being blackmailed by Billy's brother Jimmy and Geraint Wynne, husband of the Minister for Sport. The blackmail appears connected to gallows Chiswell sold without paying the knights their share, but Strike suspects deeper secrets, particularly given Billy's disturbing claims. What if the most dangerous secrets aren't buried in the ground, but in the human heart? As Strike and Robin begin to investigate, they'll discover that in London's corridors of power, appearances can be lethal. Robin goes undercover in Parliament as Chiswell's goddaughter, Venetia Hall, where she encounters Geraint Wynne, his blind wife Della, and the troubled Chiswell family. Meanwhile, personal lives unravel alongside the case. Strike's relationship with Lorelei strains due to his emotional unavailability, while he remains haunted by Charlotte's recent marriage. Robin's marriage crumbles as Matthew intensifies his controlling behavior, questioning her work hours, expressing concern about Strike, and attempting to limit her career. Their incompatibilities become impossible to ignore, especially after Robin suffers injuries during surveillance that trigger Matthew's disapproval of her dangerous career. The case escalates when Jasper Chiswell is found dead, his head in a plastic bag connected to a helium canister. Though staged a suicide, Strike notices troubling details. The body's position seems wrong, and items in the study appear deliberately arranged. Izzy Chiswell hires them to investigate, suspecting her stepmother Kinvara. As Robin discovers evidence of Matthew's long-term affair with Sarah Shadlock, she gains clarity to end her marriage, while her connection with Strike deepens through shared glances, protective gestures, and wordless communication. The investigation leads Strike and Robin to Woolstone, where a chalk-white horse on a hillside matches Billy's description. Near the knight's childhood home, they find a small wooden cross and later unearth not a child's remains, but a horse's skull wrapped in a pink blanket with bullet holes. This confirms Billy witnessed something traumatic, though not exactly what he believed. The horse connects to a painting called Mare Mourning that Robin discovers hidden at Chiswell House, potentially a valuable stubs worth over £20 million. As Strike develops a theory about Chiswell's murder, Robin is lured to a barge by Raphael Chiswell, who confesses to killing his father by drugging him with amitriptyline, suffocating him, and staging a suicide, all to inherit the valuable painting. Strike and police arrive just in time to save Robin. They discover the truth behind Billy's memory. 20 years earlier, Freddie Chiswell had drugged 5-year-old Billy with marijuana-laced yogurt. At the Uffington White Horse, Freddie momentarily strangled his crying brother Raphael before shooting the family's miniature horse. In Billy's drugged state, these events merged into the belief he'd witnessed a child's murder. Letha White brilliantly examines British class divisions through contrasting settings. The investigation moves between Parliament's privileged corridors and aristocratic estates to the struggling working-class communities where the knights grew up. The gallows business represents a dark intersection, wealthy Chiswells profiting from execution equipment crafted by the knight's alcoholic father. The 2012 London Olympics serves as more than setting. It becomes a powerful lens examining national identity and social inequalities. While the games promised unity, they instead exposed divisions between gleaming Olympic facilities and neglected council estates. Jimmy Knight's left-wing activism emerges from legitimate grievances about systematic exploitation and privilege. Chiswell embodies the worst aspects of Britain's upper classes, his conservative politics masking contempt for social mobility. His casual cruelty manifests in subtle ways, from dismissive gestures to calculated humiliations. The novel excels in depicting how class consciousness infiltrates even intimate relationships through internalized shame or superiority. The title, Lethal White, refers to a genetic condition in horses that produces all-white foals that die shortly after birth, a metaphor for beautiful but flawed facades maintained by characters, suggesting how inherited privilege can carry its own destructive legacy. Throughout the novel, characters maintain facades that mask their true natures. Raphael hides murderous calculations behind charm. Geraint Wynne projects devotion while harassing women and embezzling funds. And even Robin and Strike engage in deception through their undercover work, sometimes blurring the line between their authentic and performed selves. Robin's marriage exemplifies this theme, a relationship sustained through elaborate mutual pretense after love has faded. Their anniversary weekend becomes a performance of happiness, with Robin's mechanical "I love you" revealing how the words have become empty sounds. These personal deceptions parallel the investigative challenges. Strike and Robin must cut through layers of lies to solve Chiswell's murder, revealing how people construct false narratives to deceive both others and themselves. Billy's traumatic memory, a distortion combining elements of different events, demonstrates how perception and reality diverge when filtered through trauma or self-preservation. How many of our own certainties are actually misremembered fragments stitched together into a comforting narrative? The most convincing lies are often the ones we tell ourselves. As the novel concludes, justice unfolds across multiple dimensions. Raphael faces prosecution for his father's murder, while Jimmy Knight's calculated blackmail scheme is exposed. Billy finally learns the truth about his childhood trauma, the moment that shaped his entire adult life. Robin begins therapy to address both recent events and her past assault. Her new flat symbolizes her emergence as an independent woman and detective beyond the shadows of her failed marriage. Strike's improving mobility suggests both physical and emotional healing. The easy rapport between Strike and Robin during their riverside walk demonstrates their evolved partnership, while their planned evening at Friend's home indicates the blurring line between professional and personal connection. Lethal White explores paths from trauma and deception toward truth and authentic connection. The mystery's resolution brings clarity to both the case and the character's self-understanding. As Strike and Robin part ways, some mysteries are solved, while others, particularly their feelings for each other, remain tantalizingly unresolved. Sometimes the most important journeys aren't about finding killers, but finding the courage to face our own truths.